Good morning. Today is January 28th, 2020. It's approximately 9 a.m. and we're in the third floor conference room at the City Building at 1900 Southwest 4th Avenue on the third floor. My name is Nancy Hockman and I am a hearings officer for the city. Our first case is has two case numbers. It's 1200106. You may have also received information under 1190275. The appellant is Christopher Tinnell. Will anybody related to this case please come up to the tables, the appellant here and the city here. And for the record, could you please state your name and spell it?
It's Chris Tinelli, C-H-R-I-S-T-I-N-E-L-L-E.
Thank you. And for the record, nobody is here from the city. And the notices do say that we start the hearings on time, so we will proceed without the city. This hearing is being recorded and will be posted to the city's website. Unless there is any strong objection. Again, my name is Nancy Hockman. I'm a hearings officer for the city. I am a neutral decision maker. I do not work for the Bureau of Transportation or for parking enforcement. My role is to decide the case based on the evidence before me, which is any documents that are admitted into the record and your testimony. And my authority is limited. The only decisions I can make are whether or not the tow was valid, and the rules that govern the hearing require that I find a tow valid if all the relevant procedural and notice requirements were met and the person ordering the tow followed all the relevant rules and procedures. Before we start, I want to make sure that you had an opportunity to look at your statement of rights, and that is the document that has a picture of a camera on it. Did you have a chance to look over your rights?
I looked through all this, so I think I probably did see it, but maybe I didn't realize it was what they're saying it is.
Okay. It looks like this, and I would like to know if you have any questions about the
hearing
process.
Oh, yeah, I saw
process.
That. Yeah, I did see that.
Okay.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Yeah.
Please note that appeal of a ticket or citation has to be done at court and not in this hearing. This is an administrative hearing, so it's not as formal as circuit court. We don't use the rules of evidence. The one rule we have is just that you not interrupt other people and you will have an adequate time to tell your story. In an administrative hearing, the decision is made by a preponderance of the evidence, which means the party has to prove their side or their issue by slightly over 50%. So in front of you, we have exhibits. And I believe they have not been marked, but did you have a chance to look through those?
I've looked through all this, but I'm not sure exactly what you're calling exhibits and what.
Everything in there.
Yeah, I've looked through all this.
Okay.
Yeah.
And I'm going to ask you if you have any objection to any of them coming into the record. And coming into the record means I can use and rely on them in making my decision. It doesn't necessarily mean you agree with what they say, but just that they pertain to the case.
Everything, yeah, I'm not going to debating of that stuff, okay. Whatever happens, you know.
Okay, so the exhibits are admitted, and then if you disagree with what they say, you can tell me about that during your testimony. And now I'll ask you to raise your right hand to be sworn in. Do you solemnly swear or affirm the testimony you're about to hear, to give will be the whole truth? If you agree, please say so.
I agree.
Thank you. And at this point, I will read the city's evidence into the record. Excuse me 1 minute. So the city submitted a Portland Police Bureau Government Agency release with a report dated 1-8-2020. And it says the location of the incident is Northeast 24th Avenue at Northeast Flanders. And the text of the police reports from Officer Luton says, on Wednesday, January 8th, 2020, at 7:52 hours, we responded to a report of a car alarm that had been going off for over 90 minutes. We arrived to the area and began to search for the reported vehicle. We were about one block east when we could hear the alarm. We ran the vehicle plate and also verified the VIN. The registered owner came back to a Christopher Tinelli. We attempted to contact Tinelli via both listed phone numbers. Tinelli was unable to be contacted. We waited to see if the alarm would remain on. The alarm kept going off during our entire time on location, which was about 30 minutes. We requested a tow, and Speeds Towing responded to tow the vehicle. A citation was issued for the vehicle alarm number U404862. And having heard the city's evidence, can you tell me why you think the tow is invalid?
Well, for one, they said they contacted two phone numbers. I only have one phone number. I saw you have another phone number in here for me, but that's long ago, so I wouldn't have been able to answer that one. For two, I was at work when the car got towed. And so I don't have my phone on me because I'm working construction. The phone could get damaged. So if they did give a call, I wouldn't be able to answer it. And I don't remember a voicemail being left or a text message otherwise. So I could maybe make an attempt to do something when I did get to my phone either way. And I wasn't parked illegally. I wasn't parked in the handicap zone. When I called the police department, they redirected me to the tow place. I think it might have been here. They said it was speculated that someone might have tried to break into the car. So there's really nothing I can do while I'm at work. I know I'm not the only person who's had their car away from them when they're at work. I'm working at a construction site, so there's not any parking. And so I feel like when I park illegally, there's not much I can do after that. If someone came along, bumped the car, something fell in the car, someone attempted to break into the car, if the alarm goes off, I'm not really around to do anything about it because I'm away. If someone calls me and I don't have my phone on me, then there's not much I can do. So I kind of put myself in the victim in this situation, seeing that I didn't do anything illegal, and something illegal could have happened. It's who knows what actually happened that set the alarm off. I know it's a noise ordinance thing, and I feel bad for the people in the area, but if someone did hypothetically come through and try to break into the car and was scared off, they're kind of the person that would be at fault, you know, and so we're all kind of in the place of being maybe a victim in that situation. So because I did nothing illegal, and we don't know really what set the alarm off, but it could have been something illegally happening. I kind of feel myself, again, a victim, and maybe the tow being somewhat invalid on a fault of mine. Sure, the alarm went off, and they have to get rid of the sound and the way to tow it, and I understand that. So I'm here to debate whether I'm at fault and hopefully redeem the money that that was charged to me.
Thank you.
Mm-hmm.
And anything else you'd like to add before we conclude?
I mean, outside of thinking the car was stolen, you know, it was some shock, definitely. But I'm not here to come and gripe about that. But obviously, that's a somewhat of a traumatic moment. And then having to pay the money was kind of a headache, too. I'm sure anybody could understand that. I was happy to get my car back, of course. so I'm hoping to get the money back, really. And that's basically it.
Thank you. Let me just ask you a couple of questions. You paid $150. There's a Portland Police Bureau receipt that says Portland Police Record. What was that for?
It was a release. There's a police release.
A fee to release the documentation
vehicle?
Or the vehicle?
I think it was the vehicle. They gave me documentation. I had to release the vehicle. Of course, they didn't have it in their custody. It was at a tow site.
So you had to pay for both the police and the tow company.
Absolutely.
To get the vehicle.
Yes.
And you think that the money you paid was for, not for documentation, but for releasing the vehicle in some way?
Well, I was told when I called to report the car stolen that I had to go downtown to pay the $150 down at the police precinct to get the money, to get the car released. Then I'd have to go to a tow company where it was at and pay for the tow as well.
Thank you. And what time did you get back to your phone?
9 o'clock. That's when I take my first break.
9 a.m.
or a.m. Yeah. And yeah, there was no voicemails or anything like that. And if it was a number that's called, and I don't know who it is, you know, I'm probably not going to answer it. I get random calls on a regular basis from who knows who, you know, so.
You said you don't take your phone with you to the work site.
So no,
if your car was taken, where is
no,
the
no,
phone?
It was at the work site. It was in the office. Yeah.
Got it.
I don't keep it on me while I'm on different floors, you know.
Thank you.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, well, thank you for coming in today to give me a bigger picture of what happened. Appreciate mm-hmm. your coming in. And I'm going to take this under advisement, which means I'm not going to decide right now. I'll be sending a written decision within about a week.
Oh, okay.
So thank you. We'll conclude the hearing.